demonstrating the persistence of an embarrassing social phenomenon. The stock of the Food Network's popular performer Paula Deen, a Georgia native known for her cholesterol-rich recipes, suddenly took a nosedive in 2013 when it was revealed that she used the N-word. Almost overnight, her down-home reputation sank, and she was rebranded as a crude, unsophisticated redneck. At the other extreme, television viewers have been treated to such repackaged vaudeville characters as Jefferson Davis, Boss Hogg, in The Dukes of Hazzard, 1979-1985, which could be seen in reruns until 2015, when it was dropped because of the Confederate flag painted on Beau and Luke Duke's car, General Lee. The very title of this show was a pun on class identity, since the Dukes are poor Georgia mountain folk and moonshiners, yet their name implies English royalty. These white trash snapshots offer an incomplete picture of a problem that is actually quite old and regularly goes unrecognized. In their conversations about viral events such as those just noted, Americans lack any deeper appreciation of class. Beyond white anger and ignorance is a far more complicated history of class identity.